Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton, and today we're talking about the Fulton County Senior Services Department. I have three guests with me today, Ladissa Anyalagu, who is Deputy Director of Senior Services, and she's going to talk about the purpose of an event that's coming up, the summit. How are you doing, Ladissa?
I'm fine, Maria. Thanks so much for having me here.
We also have Mr. Bruce Moody and Ms. Phyllis Bailey. They are seniors participating in the Senior Services Program. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing very well.
Very well, thank you.
Well, awesome. So, Ladissa, as Deputy Director, tell me, what is the Department of Senior Services and what does it provide?
The Department of Senior Services is a very critical agency in Fulton County government, and we provide services and programs for residents ages 55 and above to support their quality of life, to help sustain independent living for as long as possible without additional supports. We manage transportation for seniors, case management, in-home services such as personal care, respite, homemaker services. We also provide congregate meals and home-delivered meals, which are so important. And then for our more active seniors, we pride ourselves on our four multipurpose facilities that are located strategically throughout the county to allow seniors to participate in life enrichment classes, health and wellness to support their cognitive skills and to maintain their overall health. And not to forget our neighborhood senior centers and adult daycare programs that also support the continuum of care.
And how many seniors would you say are served each year?
Fulton County serves roughly 10,000 through this program. However, there are about 147,000 seniors living in Fulton County today.
You're listening to Ladissa Anyalagu, who is Deputy Director of Senior Services, talking about Senior Services Department in Fulton County. I understand that you have a summit that's coming up. Tell us about it.
We do. We are hosting our first annual Senior Summit Thursday, May 31st, beginning at 8:30. It will be held at 4 multipurpose facilities. The purpose is to not only just talk to seniors about our programs, but we have structured it in a way where we're going to get tremendous feedback from the seniors on 4 key topics: transportation, housing, health and wellness, and mobility. So for more information on that, your listeners can call our star line at 404-613-6000.
When we talk about the summit, who should attend?
We want seniors ages 55 and above to attend, but we're also interested in our community partners like faith-based organizations, agencies that support the aging process, caregivers. You may not be in that age demographic, but you could be supporting a loved one who could benefit from the programs that we offer.
So we introduced Mr. Bruce Moody and Ms. Phyllis Bailey early on. How are you all doing again?
We're doing very well.
Program participant Ms. Phyllis Bailey, how long have you been a participant and how does it help you?
I've been a participant since 2007 when I moved here from Washington, D.C. area. And this was not an offering at that time in the area that I came from. And I was so happy to find this particular center. In fact, I met my husband there.
Wow, at the senior center?
Yes, I met my husband, and we've been married for 9 years. At the senior center, I'm really concerned about the brain health and the non-isolation policies that occur as the seniors come to this center. We play Pinochle. Pinochle is a thinker's game, and we have a large group there that play every Tuesday and Thursday, and it increases your cognitive skills so that you do not become a person who is just sitting. And the senior life is enhanced by this.
Well, you've had a lot of enhancement in your life. You met
yes,
your husband
I have.
There.
Yes, I have.
So what advice would you give to other seniors? The children are gone. They're at home. They don't have much to do. How would you say this program can help them?
This program is an inspiration and a miracle for seniors who want to defeat the isolationists that comes with being at home alone. You need to be there because you find friends, you develop activities, you make contacts that you would never have dreamed of. And certainly the senior center is a focal point for all of this. And this coming summit will be a time to emphasize this and make it possible for other seniors to come to the center and be a part of this fantastic experience.
Bruce Moody is also here. Now, you're married.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're a program participant. How does the program help you?
It's helped me tremendously. one of the things that I learned when I first came in, and I've been a participant for approximately 15 years, people told me I couldn't learn how to swim when I first came in. I was approximately about 65 years old. And they said, you can't learn to swim. That's the first thing I did do. I had a great swim instructor, Pat Winfrey. She taught me how to swim. She told me to just hold my head in the water. I didn't realize I was afraid of water, even though the water was only 5 feet and I'm 6 feet two.
Mm-hmm.
But I put my head in the water and I didn't want to hold it down there. So she said, hold it for 10 seconds. I held it for 10 seconds. And she said, hold it for 20 seconds. I held it for 20. Then the third time she pushed my head down. When I came up, she said, you're ready to swim.
All right.
And I learned how to swim. I also learned how to use the computer. I think that's a big part of your quality of life is to increase your learning, continue to learn whatever you can, and to always have things to do. I like the fact that I can go there and I don't have to cook breakfast. My wife doesn't have to fix breakfast. We sit at home, we look at each other waiting for one of us to fix breakfast. We go to the center, we have a lunch. We also have time to work out, exercise. I think exercise is really the key to longevity. I get a chance to work out 3 times a week. At 78 years old, I can still do a little bit of running, not a whole lot. I don't want to do a whole lot. But longevity and the fact that we have a greater quality of life, I think that's really the key to the center.
Bruce Moody, Ms. Phyllis Bailey, they are seniors participating in the Senior Services Program. Ladisa Anyalagu is Deputy Director of Senior Services for Fulton County. Now, Mr. Moody talked about going to the center. What centers do you have?
We have 4 multi-purpose, the Dorothy C. Benson facility in Sandy Springs, the Helene S. Mills facility in Atlanta, as well as the Harriet Darnell facility. And then we have the HJC Bowden facility in East Point. So these are for our more independent seniors who are able to transport themselves to the facility, interested in arts and crafts, swimming, like Mr. Moody said, health and wellness, and just socialization. And then we have 15 other neighborhood senior facilities sprinkled throughout the county for seniors that would enjoy a congregate meal, which is simply coming together, eating a meal similar to your home, and then enjoying some socialization with others.
And what do you find are the most pressing issues for our seniors?
One of the most pressing issues is social isolation. And that simply means you look at your grandmother sitting at home and she's alone. People that she's known and she's grown up with are no longer here. They've passed away. Family members may not come as frequently to visit. You don't get out. You don't call to check on your loved ones. So they're isolated. They are simply home alone. And that's one of the most pressing issues because it impacts their health and their cognitive ability.
And we talk about the Senior Summit that's going to be held. How will you use the input from that to help seniors?
We're going to use that input to gauge the way that we are doing this work. It is important, and we want to make sure that we are supporting seniors in the best way possible, in the most strategic way, and not only what we can do within Fulton County government, but how we can touch other partners and how we can engage seniors to be more part of their community, more a part of the county and the work that we want to do to support seniors.
And before we close, if someone is interested, whether they be a senior or a senior's caregiver, how can they get more information about services available for seniors?
The easiest way is to go online to Fulton County Government and search for our department, Senior Services. They can also call our STAR line. It is an information and referral service, simply 404-613-6000. For the Senior Summit, they can go on Eventbrite and register and just search for Senior Summit Fulton County.
We've been talking to Ladisa Anyalagu, Deputy Director of Senior Services for Fulton County, along with Mr. Bruce Moody and Ms. Phyllis Bailey, seniors participating in the Senior Services Program. To the three of you, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.